Hello, and welcome to One World Pod, brought to you by the group One World Many Paths and broadcast from the virtual world of Second Life.
We're going to start to feel relaxation, then we think of ourselves. First, see yourself as being safe. And your energy system as being kind of tree-like. Roots heading toward the ground and your branches heading up towards the sky. Your roots heading for the nurturing of the planet. And your branches taking in the nurturing that comes from outside the planet. Suns. And we absorb all these things, you know. These energies go through us. They all affect us. All of the energies from all of these suns. All of these stars. Just because we have one big close one doesn't mean all of the others don't matter. Can't affect us. Their light matters too. So happens at night we get to see them. Okay, now that you're sitting with spine straight as you can get it without being stiff, and that's to help the circulation and your limbs uncrossed and somewhere comfortable, please feel your roots going into the earth and your branches going up into the air, and take a deep breath. Let it out. Feel how much better it feels to fully breathe. A few cleansing breaths. You can sigh or yawn if you need to. A yawn is nature's way of helping you take in a nice big chunk of oxygen. As you release the breath, just let yourself settle into a nice relaxed state. Feel the warmth starting at your toes. And relax first the toes. Feel the circulation. Let the stress drain out of ourselves. Let it just all drain out. Recycled into something. Your feet, allow your feet to warm up, sit at rest. Allow the circulation to increase, allow the warmth to rise up into your ankles, calves, knees, thighs. Let any stress or tension drain out. Have to change the position to become more comfortable slightly, go ahead and do that. There's no need to be rigid. This particular type of meditation. And move as you feel necessary. Close your eyes, though. Just let the warmth come up into your rest of your body as it heads up through into your hips, your abdomen. Allow all of the organs in there to relax and assume a natural position. Allow the energy to circulate there. Allow them to function perfectly. Balance and equilibrium. Balance is a very important word in metaphysics and magical practices and a lot of spiritual practices. So allow your body to become more balanced as we do this. Feel the warmth. This base of your spine being the root chakra, and then up into your abdomen, navel chakra. Let the warmth go on up into your solar plexus. Release the stress and tension there. Let it drain out of you to be cycled in something finer. Let all of the organs relax into their natural position. Circulation increase. Now let it rise up into your chest. Muscles in there, and as also the organs, the lungs and the heart, very important, muscles around them. Relax, form their function effortlessly, the way they're meant to, balance, let any stress or tension drain out. Then move it up into your throat area. Feel the warmth. Shoulders. Feeling all the stress and tension drain out. Take a breath. As you release it. Stress. Let it come up your spine, the warmth. Feel it caress your spine. Much better that feels. Your upper arms, elbows, lower arms, your wrists, and feel the need to move. I have a tendency to stretch our branches up, stretch my hands up. We bring the energy up, my hands come up, and when we bring the energy down, my hands come down, with my palms facing me, and that just seems to be it. Seems to be how it works. So if you join me in this, that's what we're doing now. Take your hands and aim them at the ground and start bringing the energy up with your palms facing you. Way up your body. Boy, that feels good. Now we're going to bring it up into your throat, head, butt. These areas grow warm too, and the circulation increase. Relaxation increase. Relax face. Relax the muscles in your jaw and your tongue and cheeks and the muscles around your ears. Muscles around your nose. Eyes. Unfurrow your brow. Wear a peaceful expression. Release any tension. Stress to be recycled into something. Relax your scalp. As we bring it up to our head, reach your branches out. Reach your branches out towards the stars. Stars and the great central sun. Now let the energy come up from Earth through you, out into the universe, stars, central one. And feel the answering energy come down. Bring your hands down. Just pull it down. Now you have nurturing from the planet and from the stars. Now that you have that, let it weave its cocoon around you. Let it add to your cocoon of light. G, come out of your 104 chakra points. Weave itself around you to a beautiful tapestry of light. Let it grow thick, more vibrant. You take in oxygen, visualize it expanding out around you. As you take in more energy, it will naturally expand. This is normal. Sometimes, after you do this practice enough, you'll begin to see it from time to time on people. Probably already do that, some of you. But it does come in time. So that's one of the things that will come to you in time. And as you become more used to this feeling of ease, find that you don't like losing it. At those times when you become less than serene or less than feeling connected or balanced and you want to reconnect, you can do this at any time. You can return to this state of balance. Whatever you need to do to get yourself a little bit of time to do this, or a little bit of space, a little bit of quiet. Lola Jones used to lock herself in her closet when her roommate wouldn't leave her alone and meditate. So, it was that important, yes. It is that important, because when we don't allow our body to be at ease, when we don't allow this, we create blockages many different ways, and it hurts us. It causes problems, physical problems, emotional problems. We allow it to move and flow, then it starts to clear up more and more. And as we know in this work, sometimes things will come to the surface to be dealt with. That's okay. That's part of the work too. That's part of what it is doing. The grace practice. It is something we do to feel good, make ourselves comfortable enough to allow ourselves to receive the gifts that are right in front of us all the time. The universe is constantly gifting us. If we're not in balance, we can't see it. If we are out of sorts, can't feel. So realize that no matter what anybody else might say or might think about it, this is important to you. And you have a right to take time out and get drink. Now that we have that going, I call Reiki energy, which is love, divine love, another energy that's free to all, like the sunlight. This is usually perceived as warm, golden. All the grace energy seems to be a good complement. Usually it feels lighter, bubbly. This is divine joy. If you have divine love and divine joy through your system, let it weave itself through. Let it all flow. Let it flow down into the earth, back up. Let the energy be refined and purified each time it flows through. Clearing away the blockages, allowing for circulation and better balance. So never think of yourself as insignificant. Just because this is a very small planet, very big universe, and you're just a tiny speck on it. And this is just a speck in the vast system of stars. Think about the makeup of molecules and atoms. One thing out of place and it's something entirely different. One electron out of place and it's different. One molecule out of place, different. And in your genetic structure, it's tiny but it's significant. Tiny things can make a difference. So, even though we are tiny, we're still a part of it, we still are significant. And what you choose is a significant. It's especially here on this world. And so, knowing what you know, with power, empowerment, which we give here, accept, allow for self-empowerment. Allow yourself to feel and notice the difference that you make in the world. Allow yourself to design the difference you make in the world. In the grand scheme, realize that your feelings of relaxation and peace do radiate out. Your decisions to improve yourself are applauded by all of the realms seen and unseen. Now, all of them that have any interest in helping us. So, I commend you for your decision to improve yourself. And right now I would have you please, first thing that comes to you, visualize what sort of seed you are gestating this time of the year. Getting ready for spring. Things will be sprouting. Sometimes we have to let go of old things. Sometimes we have to rearrange our energy a little bit. But think about what sort of seed you're carrying within you for the promise of the new year. Chinese New Year is coming soon. It'll be the same day as Valentine. A lot of the holidays are all syncing up together. Interesting ways. Last time we had a... came out of Mercury retrograde. An eclipse all at the same time. So it's going to be a very interesting year. Let's hope that it's interesting in a good way. Let's in fact make it interesting in a good way. Our intentions now. And it might be even good to start thinking about what kind of seed you want to plant in a physical way. I'm thinking that further on down the line, maybe we will do a seed planting ceremony. And symbolically, something in the next year. Whether this is in a physical way or just in your mind's eye does not matter, because your brain will still perceive it as being real. The more real you can make it with your imagination, the better. So whether it's a real seed you plant, imaginary one, about what seed you would plant, what kind of nurturing it would take, for next time, for a bit on down the line. Allow these energies to wash through you, weave themselves within the energy matrix. Allow them to cushion you and heal you and clear the way for better things. Some of you are going to be letting go of some things. Don't be fearful. It's going to all come. Some of you are going to be taking on some things in the next year. Allow yourself to feel a sense of accomplishment. As you gradually bring your awareness into your body again, to what we call the physical world, also into second life realm, please bring the feeling of relaxation and balance with you. Remembering any sights that you might have acquired. And as always, it's an honor to be your facilitator. I commend you for your decision. I send you love and appreciation and gratitude. Always gratitude. Thank you. This concludes the meditation portion for this evening. I want to thank you for coming. One World thanks you. Bambi thanks you. Feel the love. Thank you for your appreciation.
Thanks for listening. I hope to see you in World and enjoy our website at dragonintuitive.com.